I'm inside an inn. Charming inn. That's what it's called in English. But Cabaragadin is what it's called in Italian. And as I step out onto the balcony overlooking the piazza, I suddenly realise, due to the coolness of my legs, I don't have any trousers on. I do have some very cool Scotty vest underpants with pockets, or boxers, as they're more technically called. I'm sure people on the piazza don't mind. It's a sun-soaked piazza. They're mostly looking into their very cool-looking glasses of... looks slightly rosé from here. But they're afternoon-stroke evening wines. This is technically downtime for me, what others would call a holiday. And when we checked in here earlier on, we got upgraded to the largest room. A room in which Casanova is meant to have stayed. Well, he was from Venice, and he definitely stayed in the building. I imagine if he did stay in the building, maybe he would stay in the largest room. It's 50 square meters or something. It's crazy. It's a bit of a walk to the bathroom, but very nice all the same. I can see two canals through the narrow streets either side of me, and ahead, a well in the middle of the piazza, people wandering around, people eating. There's a five-star, not massively expensive, amazing restaurant within spitting distance from where I am. So I'm imagining there's no danger of getting lost after a few jars of wine. I'm sure they serve them in glasses here, nice Venetian glasses. And then trying to get back to the hotel. Stroke. In. Venice is astoundingly beautiful. I came here many, many years ago on a family holiday as a kid, and I don't remember it being this beautiful. I don't think we ever explored the back streets quite to this extent, did the tourist sites. And I remember, you know, fake memories of gondolas and river traffic, but seeing this place through older eyes and kind of understanding the kind of lifestyle that's connected to people who live here, not just the tourists, you can see past that quite easily, I think. It's a pretty amazing place. And everybody looks pretty happy to be here. It's nowhere near as expensive as I was led to be believed as well. I mean, the minibar in this particular room, for example, that's a good way of gauging how expensive things are, is like €2 for a supersized Coke, should you want a supersized Coke, you know, or a bottle of Prosecco, €4, half a bottle, should I say. That would be extortionate in the UK, and everything, you know, come across on the way, the river taxi, and, you know, grabbing a bottle of water for less than a quid, and it's cheaper than London, put it that way. So I can see why, you know, Venice has been a popular destination for many hundreds of years when it comes to tourism. And and may it stay above water for many hundreds more. I'm going to go for a wander around in the latter light of the day and see what there is to be found in the not too distant surroundings from where I am. But it's very easy in the rabbit warren streets. I saw a bike shop not so long ago. I don't know, I haven't seen a bike. I don't know how you'd ride a bike around here. I guess it's up and down steps and around a few piazzas and down narrow alleyways. But, you know, if you're towing a suitcase behind you on wheels, you can pretty much take up some of these roads. Amazing. Highly recommend Venice. Only here for one night, picking up a train tomorrow and heading across Europe. Not any ordinary train, I'm afraid to say. It's the Orient Express. See how that goes.